Clatsop Community Action normally helps with one-time rent assistance for up to 1,500 people a year, but these are not normal times.
With so many people being laid off from work, we have seen an increase of requests by about 40% so far, and this is just the end of March.
Agency Director Viviana Matthews, she expects requests will continue to rise, so the organization is now participating in a special COVID-19 rent assistance program. More money will be available, and it will be available faster. Matthews has been trying without success to establish a homeless shelter, although there's a balance between keeping homeless people outside, where they can distance themselves, and the fact that living outside makes them more susceptible.
My heart tells me, yes, we should have a shelter and try to house as many people as possible, but then how are we going to be able to do it, making sure that we are fitting the requirements for the COVID-19?
The homeless also now have less access to hygiene, so Community Action is setting up portable bathrooms and hand washing stations. CARE, Tillamook County's Community Action Agency, is also participating in the Special Rent Assistance Program. CARE Director Erin Scar.
Tillamook County has a very high percentage of workers that are in the service industry that have been laid off very recently from restaurants, from motels, from cleaning vacation homes, that kind of thing.
Scar says the federal government's decision to boost unemployment payments will help.
I'm very happy with the package. I think that they really are trying to help people that are going to need it. But we don't know how long this will last.
But Scar says that help is weeks away, and the rent is due tomorrow. For Coast Community Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.